This week, we're starting things off with some tech talk. In a manner of speaking, Apple this past week introduced a new iPhone smartwatch, things like that. Now, tech is thought of as something for business and entertainment. Law enforcement can also utilize it in many beneficial ways, which is what my first guest is here to discuss. Here are the details about a new crime tip app being offered by the Newton Police Department is Chief Michael Richards. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Chris.
NewtonPolice.org is where you can go to find out more about, of course, the services and the work of the Newton Police Department. Also, this is part of your effort to connect the people on the street because, like it or not, the police can't be everywhere every moment. And Crime Tips is a valuable asset for you guys to do the work that you have to do. And this new app is one of those tools that is just going to magnify that connection.
Absolutely. It's really an effort at kind of proactive engagement and to create more two-way communication with the public. There's a lot of things that the New Jersey Herald and other media outlets report, but anybody might be like, hey, I saw a police car over on the nearby street the other day. I'm wondering what happened. I didn't see anything in the newspaper. Now they can very quickly go to the crime mapping available on our app, and they can see what's going on. And there's a lot of activity that occurs around them every day. Maybe it was just an ambulance call. Maybe there's been a break-in. These are important things that the community should know about so that they can help keep themselves safe and report any suspicious activity to the police.
Also includes a database for Megan's Law offenders. If you're obviously this time of year, we think of our kids and safety and walking to and from school, to and from the bus. So again, the app sounds like it can help ease concerns or questions that a lot of families and parents have too.
That's right. I think information is empowering, and what we want to do is share information, but we also want to hear information. We'd like to have feedback. And there's a part of the app has a feature that you can report a problem. So, hey, there's a street light out here. Send it to the police department. We'll send it to the right people so that they can address it. Or say you've got some information. You see on the crime map there was a burglary or a break-in. Maybe you know something about that. Maybe you saw some activity, but you don't want to get involved. Maybe you're aware, you heard through your son or daughter or a friend that there's some drug activity occurring, but you don't want your name released. You can send us an anonymous tip through this app, as well as features that allow it to be text a tip to us as well, completely anonymously. And through this service, what it does is it goes through Public Engines is the maker of the app. It goes through their servers and strips out all the information that so it's completely anonymous when we get it. But yet we can communicate back to that tipster also anonymously. Well, we represent the agency, but their identity is never revealed to us. So it's really great as far as creating two-way communication with us.
And unlike the traditional conventional way where someone would call Crime Stoppers or whatever the phone number or access happens to be, and the person can only verbally communicate what they see, describe a person who they saw, and that's not always the most accurate, this app allows a visual to come along with the crime tip.
That's right. We encourage people, take a picture. Everybody has a smartphone nowadays. Kids in schools, they have smartphones. This is going to be helpful to hopefully be able to prevent school violence and other types of incidents that occur in schools, such as bullying. All these things could be helped. Definitely there's a lot of things that could be related to helping to combat drug activity. There's a lot of things like that. Somebody might describe a vehicle to us. Let's snap a picture and send that to us through the app. It's so useful. There's a lot of great potential if we can get people to use it, and that's obviously why I wanted to talk to you about this today, to try to share this information.
Talking with Newton Police Chief Mike Richards, newtonpolice.org on the web, talking about the new Crime Tip app. And you can go over to their website, newtonpolice.org/crime tips, and you can see a short instructive video. But at this point, if you don't know how to use an app, then, you know, welcome to the 21st century and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. The idea, too, with that video and visual submission, not being a lawyer, but I would guess that could, if the crime does get proven to be, in fact, a crime, there's evidence a prosecutor has right off the bat.
That's exactly right. Absolutely. It's kind of an upgrade to a regular tip. Sometimes you'd have to get a tip, and then the officer would have to make their own observations. You know, this is very helpful. And it also helps the officer to identify the person that he's there to check out some suspicious activity. Now he's going to be able to tune in that much quicker to what the reported suspicious activity is. And you know what? The other thing is I always, the people sometimes are hesitant to contact the police, and I'm always out there trying to tell people, just call us. If it turns out to be nothing, that's fine. Let us look into it, because too often people see things and they don't call us because they rationalize, oh, it's probably nothing. Maybe, you know, there's some logical explanation for it. I'd rather have them call us and it turn out to be nothing, because once in a while it's going to be something that could really be helpful. And that's in everybody's interest to try to, you know, prevent crime, intervene before something bad happens, and also it keeps people safe, but it keeps their property safe. And I think we can all appreciate that.
I would think, too, that if criminals or potential criminals realize that there are more eyes on them now versus before, then that would make them think twice, or if they're going to do something stupid, go somewhere else and do something stupid.
Yeah, but this goes back to the, you know, basic, you know, Peelian principles of community policing, that we're tasked with the profession, the daily job of doing policing, but it's really the responsibility of everybody. It's a public responsibility to engage in being vigilant, and the idea of, you know, really see something, say something. So it's really kind of a, you know, modern day way to try to really make it a benefit to the entire community, to really pursue public safety as much as possible.
Plus, it streamlines the manpower and the flow of your operation, because you don't have to be bouncing around potential, and come up empty-handed, where your staff can go, you know, play the odds better and know where something is indeed being happening, because these this new means of tipping off the Nugent Police allows you to weigh something better and say, yep, this is something, let's get out there right now, and we know something's going to be out there, as opposed to it being a what-if.
Yeah, this is a great example, actually, of technology. You know, we've all been to places where it seems like technology can almost get in the way, when maybe it would just be easier if we wrote something down. But in this case, technology really does streamline things, and it is effectively a force multiplier for the police department.
And it is an app for both the iPhone and the Android, so the iPhone App Store and Google Play, whichever phone system you're operating off of, that you can download it from. You can find out more about these apps, the other means by which you can report and tip off the Newton Police to crimes, potential crimes in the making, at newtonpolice.org. /crime tips. We've been joined this morning by the chief of the Newton Police Department, Mike Richards. Mike, thanks so much for giving us a heads up about this new tech and how it is indeed a useful tool for everybody. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. And if somebody visits, just uses their smartphone to go directly to our website, it'll take you to a mobile version of our website, and there's links directly on there to how to download this app.
Can't be any easier. Thanks, Chief.